we sent the form back in to explain to them that we can get the 4x4 crew cab instead of the regular cab, and we'd pay the extra $1,600. For some reason, they kicked back, and they only, instead of 36.2, they gave us, awarded the grant for 34.9. And I couldn't figure out what was going on. And all day long, I've been crunching numbers trying to figure out. I finally figured it out. Somewhere on their end, they gave us the money for the single cab by accident instead of the crew cab, and they approved it. And they also paid for the water pump and the manwell, because I'm reading in here, and they gave us the 31.4, which was the price of the single cab. And I think their committee was trying to get so many grants together, they made a mistake. So I don't want to call up and say, hey, you guys made a mistake. You gave us money for the single cab. We want money for the crew cab. This will be the third time we'd send it back in. We already said we'd pay $1,600 out of a hazmat fund, which is not part of the budget for the city. Now it's going to cost us $3,400. So we're going to have to double the $1,600 plus a little more. Once again, it comes out of the hazmat fund, which is not a part of the city budget. It's going to come out of my fund that we had setting up. So I'm willing to pay the $34. I just got to get approval from the council that we can do that, and the mayor. And then we're going to get the crew cab with the truck, with the bed, and pump and everything. I just don't want to call and say, hey, you guys made another mistake, and they're giving us $34,900. So I'll leave it up to you guys what you would like to do. Once again,
so, Chief, what would those hazmat funds generally be used for?
Usually we use it. What happens is, if we go on a hazmat run, the state reimburses us for time and equipment that we use. We've already got a $20,000 fund or grant awarded to us from the state.
Right.
So we have that set up in case we need some extra equipment. We're also applying for an $80,000 grant this year, which we think we should get because USAR has been getting all the money. So for me to go, man, I want to hold on to that $4,000 for equipment. They've already gave us $20,000, and we think we're going to get an $80,000 grant. We can get this truck up and running and pay for a brand new 3500 crew cab Ram for $3,400.
So what's that do to your fund? How much would that leave in your budget for that then?
We only had $4,300, so we'll be down to about $800, somewhere in there.
Okay.
But like I said, we already received $20,000 worth of equipment this year.
So we're more than covered as far as any issues that would come up?
No, sir. They've already approved it.
No. I mean, as far as if any hazmat problems came up, you're covered with equipment there, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's the $20,000 we got. Yeah, absolutely. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with what you said. I think it'd be a tough pill to swallow for them to come back and issue us another $1,400, $1,500, $1,800, whatever that number is. You know, go back to them for the third time. It makes us kind of look like we're nitpicking certain things when they're giving us a sizable amount of money in the first place.
We certainly don't want to seem ungracious.
Grateful towards what we are getting. So I don't have a problem with it. As long as you're comfortable with the funds that are in your hazmat, it's your department to manage and in your area to manage. So I just want to make sure that we're all comfortable with that portion of it.
And then you still, do I understand here from how this is worded in special notes, you still need to buy lights and sirens?
Yes, ma'am. Same from what we talked about last time. The city, okay. I asked the city to pay for the lights and sirens.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Just want to make sure.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that.
Any other questions or comments?
I don't. Unless there's anything else, I move to approve resolution R-20-32 as presented.
I'll second.
Motion is made by Commissioner Van Oster, seconded by Mayor Bauer, to approve resolution R-20-32 as presented. Vice Mayor Doan?
Aye.
Commissioner Van Oster?
Aye.
Mayor Bauer?
Aye.
Commissioner Maxson?
Aye.
Commissioner York?
Aye. Chief, good job on getting these grant funds. It's a great thing. Thank you for your work.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Chief.